Brandon Howes of the Worldview Report just called me, and I'm going to join his show. It looks like this Friday evening. That's going to be live if you want to check it out. But he said to me something that I want to pass along to you, and I'm sure it's okay, but he said, look, Mike, I think this is the year that we lose the dollar. This is the year. And I said, well, I completely agree, Brandon. I don't know if it's going to be this calendar year exactly. Could be this or next, but it's definitely coming. And he said, yeah, the Saudis have just basically abandoned the dollar. And they've advertised this globally that they're willing to sell oil in currencies other than the dollar. And of course, you know, I've covered this on the podcast. You've heard this before. But there are a whole lot of people who are not getting this. And I want to give you, especially today, a warning about those who are trying to be kind of, I don't know, trying to be mainstream, trying to fit in, trying to be mild sounding. Say, oh, no, we're just looking at a recession. It's just going to be a recession, going to be like slower growth. Are you kidding me? There's going to be a collapse in the dollar. And when the dollar collapses, and it may not all happen in one day, by the way, but in terms of history, it's going to seem like a sudden inflection point for history. The dollar is going to become essentially worthless. And I'm here to tell you that the price increases that you are seeing right now, you're seeing it in everything. You're seeing it in eggs, you know, in fuel, although it's come down a little bit, but it's going back up. More shortages are on the way. But look at supply line parts. Look at firearms. Look at ammunition. Prices are going to continue to climb. Why? Because the dollar is, of course, losing value by the day, and it's only going to accelerate even more this year and next. And anybody who says that this is just going to be a recession is not being honest with maybe themselves. They think this is just a normal business cycle. No, what we are about to see is what breaks business cycles. This is the black swan of black swans. This is the double black swan, because the whole system that we have come to know, the system of the petrodollar, the system of the U.S. being able to print money and export debt and essentially sort of exploit the production of the rest of the world and import goods into America while we export debt, that system is coming to an end. And this lifetime that you and I have known, a lifetime of, let's say, material goods, I don't want to quite say materialism because, you know, you and I are not focused on materialism, but we have lived in an era of artificially cheap and available material goods where it has been relatively easy to get a pair of tennis shoes or a pair of jeans or an automobile or a house appliance or a computer, what have you. That's coming to an end because no one around the world soon will want dollars because they can buy what they want in other currencies. They don't need to buy dollars in order to buy oil from the Saudis. They can buy oil in rubles or yuan or the new digital currency. And you do know, we've covered this, that China, Iran, and Russia are about to roll out a new gold-backed digital currency, a stablecoin backed by gold, which it's funny that I've said that's exactly what I wish would come into existence is a true, honest stablecoin backed by gold. And little did I know that China and Russia and Iran are going to come up with this solution. But can you blame them? In an era when the dollar has been weaponized against the political enemies of the United States, where Russia has been cut off from the SWIFT system, where the dollar itself is no longer a neutral vehicle of transactional utility, rather it is a weapon to be used to bludgeon the political enemies of America. So in that context, you can bet there are hundreds of countries around the world who are looking at the dollar and saying, why would we want to use dollars? If the U.S. doesn't like us one day, they can cut us off, cut off our banking system, collapse our ability to engage in transactions. So these countries around the world are looking for options to flee the dollar. They are wanting to abandon the dollar as quickly as possible. And that's going to leave the dollar come, it's going to flood back to the United States where people like you and I end up swimming in a flood of dollars. Too much money, too much fiat currency, chasing a limited supply of goods, which may become even more limited as China cuts us off in an economic war that will likely begin after Russia starts World War III by attacking NATO targets in Europe. By the way, we're going to face a kinetic war with Russia and an economic war with China at the same time. But as that happens, you're going to have all this money, dollars in the U.S. chasing a limited supply of scarce goods, and prices, some prices are going to go up, I kid you not, 1,000%. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen to everything, but for some things, yeah, you'll pay 10 times as much after all this kicks in. And other things, the price won't even exist because you won't even be able to find them. You know, there's a reason why informed people are right now trading dollars for goods. And I've done other podcasts. I talked about even the basic utility of having like a good quality tool set, having power tools, good ratchets, you know, things like that. But having physical goods, ammunition, firearms, a good reliable vehicle, having these things in your hands and the means to repair things. You know, I've talked about plumbing tools. I've talked about power tools for, you know, like nut drivers and everything else. Having just good quality hammers and pry bars and so on, the things that you need in order to do maintenance or construction. These things are going to become very, very difficult to get. So anybody that's just trying to sound really mild, oh, it's just going to be a recession. I got to say, you need to wake up. This is not a business cycle. This is the end of an era. And it's the era that began in 1971 when Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard. And from there, the currency has just gone insane with money printing. Have you seen the chart of Campbell's tomato soup and what it cost from 1971 to today? Yeah, Campbell's tomato soup from something like 1894 to, I don't know, 1971, it was, for decades, it was just 10 cents a can, 10 cents. And it went up a little bit, I don't know, 20 or 30 cents a can, forgot how much it was by 1971. But then when Nixon took us off the gold standard, the price of a Campbell's condensed tomato soup skyrocketed from 1971 to the point where it is today, which is just about like $1.30 a can. And by the way, it would be much higher except that Campbell's soup has invested in automation. So they're actually able to manufacture tomato soup more efficiently, keeping the price lower than it would otherwise be. If we had the same amount of labor going into these soup cans today as the labor that went into it in 1894, one Campbell's tomato soup can would be, you know, $5 or $8 or something on that scale. So understand, it's not that tomatoes are getting more expensive necessarily. It's that your dollar is becoming worthless. And where does this end? I'm telling you, it ends in the collapse of the dollar. Look, I just posted an interview with John Perez, who I call the Crypto Nostradamus. His channel on Telegram is Silver is Money News. Or you can just search for Silver is Money if you want to follow him. And he said in the interview, you may want to review that interview from yesterday. It's on my channel on Brighteon.com. He said, yeah, silver is going to explode. Gold is going to explode. And the dollar is going to implode. And the crypto space, you know, the Bitcoins and Ethereum and so on, are also going to implode badly. Although there's still a role for certain types of crypto in the future. And, you know, I hope that we have alternatives to the central bank digital currencies. I would much rather deal in Bitcoin than like a Fedcoin digital wallet that's a surveillance system, that's for sure. But the crypto space is still imploding. There's more fallout from FTX. The scammers and the Ponzi schemers are being outed, and their losses are really mounting up. So you need to be aware that there aren't many places left to put money in things that are going to be a store of value. If you're saving money in dollars, you're going to be wiped out in those dollars. Even in the bank, even with FDIC insurance. I mean, how many banks can they insure? They only have, what, 1% of the funds necessary to bail out the deposits that they cover? 1%. So if there's a systemic failure, you're going to get 1% back from the FDIC. Good luck with that. Banks are having glitches. They're trying to limit withdrawals. They try to stop people from wiring money to buy gold, for example. Seriously, go into a bank. I've heard these stories from so many people, and I've heard them from, you know, different gold experts out there. Go into a bank and try to wire some substantial amount of money for gold or silver, like, I don't know, 50K or something, if you've got it. And people try this, and the bank stops them. And the bank says, oh, well, what are you doing with that money? Oh, well, we can't let you do that without special permission, and on and on and on. The banks are not looking healthy. Real estate is plunging across America. Real estate sales down 34% year over year. That was December of 22 versus December of 21. 34% lower sales volume. Why? Rising interest rates. People can't afford the homes. So where can you put assets that actually hold value? You know, as always, it comes back to the same list that I've been talking about for a number of years. It's gold and silver and land. It's firearms and ammunition. It's farm equipment, frankly. It's diesel fuel and it's power tools. You know, it's garden soil and garden compost, the ability to grow food. And having backyard chickens now is a real asset. Nobody thought of that as an asset until recently. Now, all of a sudden, everybody wants backyard chickens. Why? Dozen eggs is now $12 in California. You know, at certain retailers, not everywhere. It's a dollar an egg, folks. A dollar an egg. Wow. And where's that going? What's ground beef going to cost soon, especially as there's a globalist war on beef and cattle herds and everything? Would you be surprised if in another year you're paying $15, $20 a dozen eggs and $25 for a pound of ground beef? Don't be surprised, because the dollar is losing value. The dollar is going to zero. And what's going to be the stable version of asset protection, other than gold and silver in your hands, you know, something liquid? Frankly, it looks like it's going to be this Chinese, Russian, Iranian, gold-backed stablecoin crypto system, you know, a transactional system. I don't even know if Americans will be allowed to use it, by the way. It'll probably be outlawed in America because the Central Bank of America, you know, the Federal Reserve, they want a monopoly, and they don't want people to flee the dollar and to use something else out there. So you will probably not be allowed to use a competing system. And I'm not sure that you'd want to anyway, given that the Chinese system is run by, you know, communist Chinese. But they are backing it with gold. China is buying literal tons of gold. I mean, well, just in the last quarter, hundreds of tons of gold. And in the aggregate, China has tens of thousands of tons of gold. That is a lot of gold. Where's the gold in America? In the vaults? Probably not. It's probably been looted long ago. It's probably gone. I bet you the vaults are empty. The dollar is going to become worthless. The U.S. empire will collapse. And when it does, there will be no Washington, D.C., ruling over America. There will be no United States Congress. The country will break up into region states, like the Balkanization, but of America. And you will have your own new local money supply. And if you're stuck living in Liberalville, like California, you will find yourself living in a communist hellhole. And people will flee the communist states even more then than now. But if you're, you know, ahead of the curve on this and you get to a free state like Texas or Florida or wherever, then, you know, you've got a shot at still making it through and protecting your assets. But if you're in California, Western Oregon, Western Washington, if you're in Chicago or Illinois or New York, New Jersey, you know, even Michigan, sadly, with what the Democrats have done there, or even Colorado, if you're in these Democrat states, you can kiss your money goodbye. Gone. Because the governments are going to come seize it. They're going to crash your currency and then force you to give up probably most of your property, especially as states like California go full commie. They might just ban individuals from even owning private companies. They'll just have, you know, state-run communist economies, and it will collapse, as it always does. California will be a hellhole. I mean, it's halfway there already. It's not like it even has very far to go. So the lessons in all this, folks, are think seriously about where you're going to put your assets. Think seriously about physically, geographically, where you are going to be when it hits the fan, because it is coming rapidly. And I'm working my tail off to try to bring you some more solutions for asset protection that are coming this year. I've got a couple of really great things headed your way, and one is an expert who I'm going to be doing some interviews with probably in a couple of months, who I finally convinced him to do these interviews about asset protection, and he's a numbers genius. So I'm hoping to bring you that. In the meantime, if gold and silver are right for you, then please consider supporting our sponsor, the Treasure Island Precious Metals and Coins Company. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. They have very competitive pricing. Don't get overcharged. There are people out there that are overcharging for gold and silver. I know people, I'm not going to name names, but I know people in the Liberty space that are overcharging by a lot. And some people are making a lot of money by connecting with those gold and silver sponsors that overcharge people. And I just refuse to do that. My gold and silver sponsor is a simple, honest company that doesn't do bait and switch. They don't have overpriced stuff. They are very thin margins. They're very honest, and they will treat you right. That's metalswithmike.com if you want to talk to them. But hey, do your own research. Find out what's right for you. Maybe you don't think the dollar is going to lose value. Okay, great. Put all your money in dollars and see how much a dozen eggs costs in a year or two. But for those who want to protect their money, do your research. Understand your own risk assessment. Talk to your own financial advisors and devise a plan that is right for you. But whatever you do, I say get on it, because we're running out of time. The dollar's days are numbered. And I already know that we're going to lose a lot of money just from our operating cash at the Health Ranger store. We have so much cash tied up in inventory, or I should say, you know, dedicated to inventory, cash that we know we have to pay to vendors, payroll cash, things like that. I know there's going to be a day where we lose all that cash, and that's going to hurt. There's nothing I can do about it. But it's coming for all of us. The dollar will collapse. Be prepared, folks. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.